We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bob Walk, Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brings us the Pirate Broadcasters. In this case, Bob, shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Is there another read here for Bob that I'm not seeing, Nelly? Yes, also Lednor Corporation also brings us Bob Walk. Bob, I trust that you're well today, and obviously the story here is the Pirates' young pitchers. And there's two of them developing at the same time that are arousing a lot of emotion in a lot of different people, and that's Jared Jones and Paul Skeens. What did you think of Jones being removed from what was legitimately a historically great start after 59 pitches?
Well, you know, I knew that he was going to leave the game early before the game started. Yeah, I didn't know. They didn't give us any, you know, set time or anything like that. But, you know, we were told that he was going to be limited. And so if we all of a sudden comes out of the game, you don't have to work, you know, speculate whether he was hurt or not, that sort of thing. You know, I grew up watching baseball in the 60s, and I signed my first professional contract in 77. My rookie year in the major leagues was 1980. So, you know, those decades, 60s, 70s, and 80s, kind of set the way I think about baseball. And baseball has totally changed from them in that time. You know, in my rookie year, we had six guys on the bench, three outfielders, two infielders, and an extra catcher. So that means there was 10 pitchers. So you had a five-man bullpen. Sometimes you had a six because we went with a four-man rotation at times. But most of the time we had five guys in the bullpen. And so that kind of, and also you got to remember too, there was no designated hitter. So the changes were more dictated by the game than when there's no DH and you don't have to account for that pitcher spot in the lineup and keep track of it all the time and move it around with double switches and things like that. Now you can kind of plan things out much more easily than you used to be able to do that. And so you can say, okay, my starting pitcher is going to throw this many pitches or this many innings, and then we're going to have this reliever will come in and then that reliever. And then if we get the matchup we want, we'll, you know, finish the seventh inning off with this guy if he can face these two guys. Everything is choreographed nowadays. So the game itself is way different from when I played. And I'm not talking about the Pirates. I'm talking about the game of Major League Baseball now, the way the game is played and the way it's set up and managed, the way rosters are built, all that stuff is so different. And I come from an era where that I liked and that I really appreciated. So when I see, you know, these young guys, and I understand what they're trying to do, when I see young guys, you know, not be able to go out and finish off these tremendous games that they're having, or maybe have these tremendous rookie seasons, like in the era that I grew up in, I don't really care for it. But my opinion doesn't really count for much in this era. Now, Major League Baseball is run in a different way. And they everywhere, they try to really protect their young pitchers. And this is the stuff you see. You know, this was a big conversation, of course, up in the press box area and with the other announcers and stuff. And it's just where we're at right now. And this is the game of baseball. And so that's kind of the best way I can answer that. It's just the way things are now. And nothing's going to change it. You're not going to turn the clock back. You know, there's so many people that are constantly getting hurt. I mean, you look at the the injury lists all around the game, and they're just filled up all the time. I mean, we're starting the seasons with like seven guys on our injury list, and they're trying to figure out a way to stop this, and you know, hopefully something pays off.
I mean, I guess that's kind of the point to me, Bob. And Bob Walk's appearance brought to you in part by Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET is they've been trying for a long time and it ain't working. You know, they've been trying pitch counts and keeping these guys, you know, whatever, in the minors and days off and whatever they're doing with their throwing programs. And yet we sit here in April of 2024 with what some people are calling a pitcher injury epidemic. So what they have been doing all this time doesn't work. So therefore, I look at a situation like that where a guy is in cruise control. He's just thrown 50 of 59 pitches for strikes. And I say, taking him out of this game is going to somehow preserve him, somehow avoid an injury later on by having to pitch another inning or two. It doesn't make sense to me, whether it's 1974 or 2024. They can do all they want. It's not working.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I am not going to argue with you, but I know that the medical people all around Major League Baseball would argue with you. I'm not the one that's going to make that argument. I feel a lot like you do, but I know there is a legitimate argument out. There's people that say exactly like what you just said. And I mean, these conversations took part like in the last couple of days, like I said, up there before and after these games. And then there's another group of people that we haven't gone far enough, that we need to go further and do more medical research. I mean, the Players Association has come out now with a complaint that all these guys are getting hurt. It has nothing to do with pitch counts and stuff, but they're saying it's the pitch clock, mm-hmm. which makes no sense to me either, because games used to be faster than they are now. So I there's a lot of things that don't make sense to me, but I just have to sit there and watch, and we'll see what develops, because you and I have no input on this stuff.
I know, but all that counts here is our opinions. We have our own show, Bob. We have our own platform here.
Get in there.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to add to the conversation, but Joe has been for the last 3 days on a warpath about this 59 pitch thing. But I was going to say, Bob, and I wanted to get your opinion. Greg Maddux, who you know may or may not know something about pitching. Greg Maddux said that basically what he's seen is that guys, you know, coming up as they're young, as they're you know even in high school and little leagues and everything else, it's 100% about velocity and spin rate, and the guys are just trying to throw as hard as they can possibly throw, as much as they can throw. And he basically said, you know, we need to get back to the era where we teach guys how to pitch as opposed to just trying to blow the ball past everybody. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I had a conversation with Larry Anderson in Philly. And we were talking about the same thing about people worried about velocity and spin rate and all this stuff. And here we are. This is never going to happen because you're never going to go backwards. Like I said before, you're not going to turn the clock back. But let's say there was a magic wand, and you could make all this data and stuff disappear and make the penalties for using it, you know, in a clandestine fashion. Like gambling, you're banned for life if you do. And so nobody knew how hard anybody was throwing or what their spin rates were. Nobody knew. Coaches, nobody knows anything. The only thing you can do to, say if this is a good pitcher or a bad pitcher is you have to look at him with your own eyes and say, well, does he get people out or does he not? And that's what you would have to use to make your decisions. Would that have something in a positive way affect all these arm injuries, guys coming to the big leagues are coming to the big leagues because they're getting a lot of people out, not because, their data is real good. You know, they have unbelievable spin rates or they don't have unbelievable spin rates or whatever. I, you know, I don't know if that's what's causing all this or not, but I will tell you that if you're a young teenager, and I've spoken over the last decade to young teenage pitchers, and they all want to talk about how to throw harder and how to spin the ball faster and all this stuff. And, you know, and it's not like when we didn't know this stuff. I mean, I tried to spin the ball as fast as I could, and I had no idea what the spin rate was. I used to think of it as how many times the ball spins on its way to the plate. And I knew that at that time it makes like 13 or 14 revolutions, I think, on the way to the plate, somewhere in that neighborhood. And in my mind, I was trying to just put one more revolution on the ball. That was my goal. And that would prevent me from trying to muscle up in my windup and just right at the very end of my release, try to spin the ball a little faster. But I wasn't doing it for spin rate. And I was doing it kind of more to keep my mechanics in line than anything else. But what the reason I'm going with this off the wall story here is that this is not stuff that guys like Maddux and myself I put myself with Maddux. That's amazing. But you know what I mean? We didn't know these things. You know, you know that velocity is good. You know spin rate's good. The ball moves better when you put spin on it. Everybody knows that. But it wasn't the end all, what everybody was looking for. And the end was, am I getting people out so that I can stay in the big leagues and we can win games? That was always the end.
Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Well, sort of in that theme, Verlander was talking about this. And the gist I got from him, Bob, is that everybody is pitching like a closer these days, which is... all you're after is swing and miss. And he theorized that, listen, baseball loves home runs. Then the actual composition of the ball changed a number of years ago, resulting in more home runs. Fences move in, blah, blah, blah. So you certainly can't pitch to contact anymore if you want to make it in the big leagues, like you just said, because contact too often results in a home run celebration. Therefore, everybody from a young age is throwing every single pitch the way a closer would, swing and miss and swing and miss only. He thinks that's the problem. Thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you exactly my thoughts. What you're telling me goes back to my original statement about how the game has changed an awful lot over the last 30 years and especially in the last 15 to 20 years. It's a totally different game now. If I'm going out there and I got to go one time through the lineup, I'm going to pitch like a closer does. I don't have to worry about, you know, seeing guys. And that's the direction you're going. We're getting further and further. That's why they had to put in a rule that you can only have so many people in your bullpen. Because once they went to a DH, I mean, you got a DH game. You don't need guys sitting on your bench. You want guys in that bullpen so you can make changes every two innings. So, that's the direction that baseball is going, and probably, 20 or 30 years from now, you know, sometime I'll be in the box by then. But, there will probably be a pitcher for every inning at that point. That's the direction the game's going.
Well, and I think that's the thing that is troublesome. In some ways, because I feel like it's if they're really looking for a, I mean, again, Greg Maddux is, you know, what is he, 58, 59 years old? So he's a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a dinosaur in the eyes of the people that run baseball now. But if a guy like him, who has at least some credibility, as maybe he knows a little bit about pitching, if a guy like him is saying basically, listen, because he coached a little bit at UNLV and he's been around, you know, the game a lot, even after he's been done. If a guy like him is saying, listen, if we really want to preserve arms, we need to stop this this focus on everybody pitching like a closer, basically, and velocity, and really get back to teaching guys how to throw strikes.
The only way you can do that is get rid of all the data, the pitch clock, all the speed of everything. All this data has created the scenario. But I don't think you're going to do that. I don't think that will ever happen. So as long as you have, you know, all these things we're talking about, you know, that the pitchers can strive to achieve besides, you know, pitching a 7-inning game and getting a win. You know, if that's not what you're striving for, you're striving to look and see what your spin rate was and what your ratio between cutters and two seamers and four seamers were. Now, these are all the things that guys are scrutinizing now when they're, you know, off the field. And I don't know if that is going to lead to guys pitching in a different style that you're talking about. I think the more and more you see this stuff, the more and more guys pitch like closers are basically you're pitching like you don't have to be out there long. That's what a closer is. A closer pitches like a closer because he knows his job is just to get three outs. So if your job is just to get nine outs, then you're gonna pitch kind of like a closer. You know, you have openers now, you have piggyback games. That's all leads into what we're talking about here. All comes together.
And it also leads into Paul Skenes in a way. And here's my question with him, if I can set this up. We were just talking about, you know, Paul coaches AAU basketball, girls basketball. We're talking about if you have a girl who's 6'4", and she's facing competition where all they have to do is throw it into her and she turns around and shoots over smaller kids all the time. That's great, and she's piling up numbers, but at some point that actually is harmful to her because it's too easy. Maybe develop bad habits, not getting better. At what point do we reach that with Skenes at AAA? Because essentially, Bob, he has struck out everybody he's faced. It's a total mismatch. When does this not benefit him anymore?
Yeah, I want to say it. Maybe it wouldn't be that easy if he was having to pitch, you know, 7 to 9 innings, and maybe it would come a little tougher to him because he can go out there and pitch like a closer. Then, yeah, it's a lot easier to rack up all these strikeouts and stuff. But if you're throwing, let's say you're going to throw like the good pitchers used to throw in the 5-inning in a 5-month season down the minor leagues if they were there the whole time. Good pitchers would throw over 180 innings. That made it a lot more difficult than having to go out there and throw just 50 pitches in a night. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's for sure. That's part of what's making it easy.
Well, yeah, it is, but also probably he's really good, and I guess you know.
I agree with that. I'm just throwing another angle at you, is all.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, he's unbelievably good, but it's hard to judge how good maybe he is. Maybe he'd go out there and strike out 15 every day if we let him.
Yeah,
that would be interesting to find out.
The one thing, Bob, that I guess is tough is that you know, because he throws so hard and because they're definitely going to have him, and I don't know that I disagree that they're going to have him on a very, very conservative plan of innings and pitches thrown and all that other stuff, you know, because like you said, they've got very detailed data as to what they're going to do with him. Mm-hmm. It feels like every pitch that he throws 104 mile an hour or 103 mile an hour in the minor leagues is a pitch that they're wasting. They're wasting in the minors and not up here. I mean,
it's like, I guess you can't have it both ways. If it's limited, then you're wasting them. If it's not limited, well, then, okay, he's got a whole bunch. Then we don't have to worry about him, you know, running out before the end of the year. But you remember, too, we keep talking about the Pirates situation, and this is not the Pirates. This is everybody, and it's been going on for a while. I've seen some great pitchers come. You know, we brought this up the other day because we were playing in New York and they had a big 16 in the middle of center field out there, and they had honored Gooden. And now this is an example of the differences between nowadays and really not all that far back. I mean, you know, nobody worried about, you know, Gooden was one of those guys like Skenes. I mean, he just was incredibly dominating at a very, very young age wherever he pitched. And he came up and he just did just fine. In fact, I think he won the Cy Young and the Rookie of the Year in the same season. So, you know, there's examples that the other way works. And but those examples were, like I said, in a different era when different things were important. And well, you know, now it's not like that. It's, and we're not going to go back. I don't see us ever going back the other way. I don't know how that would work. I don't know how you would get the Major League Baseball, all these teams. I mean, we're talking about all of them to suddenly say, hey, you know, we were wrong. We need to go a different direction. I don't think that's going to happen.
I know, but there's still some guys out there who Gerrit Cole, he's hurt now. I get it, but he's 34 years old. He was a power pitcher from the first minute he got here. And he, you know, he just kept going and going. I guess I feel in the end, Bob, like, you know, in the NFL, there was a quarterback injury epidemic. And the reason quarterbacks keep getting hurt is because the sport is called football. The reason these guys keep getting hurt is because they're doing something that's so unnatural with the human body, which is Skeens, for example, firing baseballs 100 miles an hour 34 times on a Thursday night in April. That's not natural. Guess what? I bet you at some point he's probably going to get hurt. It's natural.
Let me end with this. Just as football has tried to take care of the injury epidemic with the quarterbacks, Major League Baseball is trying to do the same thing with pitchers. Now, you know, maybe we don't agree with what they're doing, but they are doing the what they believe is right. What the doctors and everybody has told them is the way that they need to do this. That's what Major League Baseball is doing. That's what the Pirates are doing.
For sure. And I would say on both counts, it's not working.
Well, but you and I aren't the experts, though. The experts say it is.
The experts, whatever the experts are doing and have been doing for 20 years in baseball, the proof, and I would say this to any doctor in baseball, and I'm sure there'll be a million opinions, I would say whatever you people have been doing for 20 years to try to baby these pitchers and protect them with all your hearts isn't working. And here's the proof. We have a pitcher injury epidemic right now.
But then the doctor would have something to retort back to you. In this sense, it doesn't, because the doctor is just, you know, some cutout that we're talking to right now, the doctor. but they have things that they could say that probably make more sense than what we're saying. Do you see what I'm saying here? Is that there's stuff that we don't know?
There must be.
You agree with that, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so whether we like it or not, this is the way it is.
Then how do we explain Gerrit Cole? Why can't Skeens and Jones be Gerrit Cole?
Maybe Skeens is going to be Gerrit Cole. How do we know he's not? Maybe he's going to get called up here in another month or so and go on to lead our team and become a great pitcher, just like Gerrit Cole did.
Yeah, I guess what I mean more than just become a great player is a workhorse like a Dwight Gooden, who you just hand the ball to and he goes 200 innings and more every single year. He came up his first year through 117 innings from June on, Hunt 138, and then he was basically a 200-inning pitcher until now when he's 34 years old. So, I don't know. I don't remember them babying him.
They really, I guess, didn't. But I think if you look back at their minor leagues before he got up there, I'm sure they controlled his innings pitched and stuff in the minor leagues before he got up.
Oh, that's fine. You know,
and that's what they're doing with Skeens, right? Is they're controlling his innings. So,
sure.
But Skeens will be here, and he will pitch, and he will be a great dominant pitcher. I have no doubt in my mind. It's you know, I don't have any idea. You know, you guys have the same information I got, but I would say somewhere around Memorial Day, you'll probably see him up here, and he's going to be great.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I had a smart comment about how he'll be great for 59 pitches, but I'll keep that to myself, Bob. I'll keep that one to myself.
I thought the number Bob, was 15 days. That's I think why people are getting nervous, because before the season we were told that the Pirates would be able to get that extra year or of control or whatever if he just stayed in the minors for 15 days.
Yeah, I know there's a day, and I don't know what that day is. It moves around, and they you get to hold on to the guy for an extra year. I'm not sure what day that is, but I mean, it doesn't make any sense to ignore that when if Skeets is as good as we think he is. And if for some reason we can't re-sign him to a long-term contract, who knows? Maybe, you know, he'll be like Cole and just say, no, I'm not signing. I'm being a free agent. Well, then you want him for that extra year. Maybe that extra year is the big year that, you know, we win the division and take a nice long run, because he's still here that one more year. So, you have to do what you can do to keep him here as long as you can.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
What is common sense? Yeah.
I agree with that. What I said was the number we were told before the season by some of the people who cover the team, you know, for on a daily basis was 15 days. And so I think people are getting like, okay, it's been 15 days. It's been way more than 15 days since the season started. He should be up here. And so my point to you, and the point you're making is right, but the point is that I don't know that anybody knows the day.
Okay, I need to find out what that day is, or so that way I won't quit using this argument if I'm wrong. But
you're not.
I know there's a certain. It used to be a lot longer than 15 days.
Yeah.
Maybe they've moved it to 15 days.
Yeah, no, I think it had something to do with service time and all this other stuff. I was saying your point is correct. That I don't know that anybody except for the people in the Pirates organization really know and really know what that date is or what the days are. But the 15 days thing was thrown out there. It was like red meat to the fans who were like, all right, we can wait 2 weeks. We can wait 2 weeks for him to get here.
Yeah.
That's all.
I don't think it's 2 weeks. That would shock me if it was 2 weeks.
But thank you, Bob.
Maybe it is.
I think there's different dates for Super 2, and then it's different for if you want to save
a
year on the other end.
Different. Arbitration is a different deal. So
yeah.
Than this is. All right.
Thank you, Bob.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.